Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station, November the 21st, 2022. Good morning, 6:03 on this Monday morning. Michael with you. Hope you're having a great day so far. Coming up in the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have Don Carden and Amy Morris from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union in studio all morning telling us about the awesome return that their members are getting when it comes to cash in their savings account this year. More than $500,000. I can't believe it. It's absolutely incredible. They'll be here. We're going to hear all about it coming up in just a little bit. But until then, your favorite Christmas music lives right here on The Christmas Station. Mix 106.5, Mariah Carey, now. Nat King Cole, Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. It is Monday, November the 21st. Good morning to you. It's Michael in the Mixed Morning Show. And today, of course, I've been talking about in the 6 o'clock hour, we have two very special guests in studio. We have Don Carden, the CEO and president of Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And we have Amy Morris, the marketing director for Coosa Pines Federal Credit in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
So happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited. You have some major news that you are giving back to your members. I will let you tell everybody about it here coming up in a few moments. It's really incredible, and it's one of the biggest givebacks that you've been giving back over the last several years. We'll examine it coming up here in just a few minutes after Elvis Presley, but first, Faith Hill on Mix 106.5. Elvis Presley, Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. Good morning to you. All right, we are rolling through this Monday, November the 21st. Thanksgiving just a few days away. It's getting to that time. Amy Morris, Don Carden in from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Okay, so this is the big news of the year, I think. Right? I mean, this is a big deal. You are giving back a lot of money to your members. Take it away. What are you doing? This is absolutely incredible. It's one of the biggest ones you've given back.
It is. This is our largest year. We are offering our members or giving our members this year an loan interest refund and a bonus dividend that together total over $500,000.
That's incredible.
It is. It's great. The credit union had a very successful 2022. The outlook for 2023 looks good. And of course, our members are the reason that we're successful. So, you know, we give back to them, and all of their deposits are hitting today and tomorrow just in time for Thanksgiving and Black Friday shopping. So we're hoping that they'll take this money and they'll reinvest it in our communities, support our small businesses on Black Friday, and just have a wonderful Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's absolutely incredible. Don, I mean, you know, as the leader of this ship, that's got to make you feel proud that you're giving back in so many different ways to your members.
Oh, I love it. I think it's just stands out for the credit union movement because, like, if you look at a bank, banks are there to make a profit for their investors. With credit unions, we're actually giving back to our members, and we are owned by our members. So our philosophy at Coosa Pines is that when we have a good year, we want our members to have a good year and reward them. So 2022 has been great for us. Our members have just been so good to us. We've grown loans, we've grown deposits, and we wanted to reward them with a good $500,000 at the end of the year. One of the things that always stands out to me about this is usually some members don't get the message that they're getting this cash back, and we'll usually have someone or many people will be calling us in January and saying, hey, I think y'all made a mistake on my account because I've got $500 in there and I didn't put it in there.
No, it was intentional.
Yes, yeah. It was.
And so we get to look at their account and say, no, that's your money. That's your reward for being a member in good standing with Coosa Pines.
That's incredible. That really is fantastic. And you're not only giving back in that way to your members, but you're also giving back with the Giving Tree. And
yes,
That's something that you've been doing for the last several years, since 2018. Talk about that a little bit. It's a totally different ballgame on giving back. I mean, this is a way of giving back to the community with the help of your members.
Exactly.
Talk about
exactly.
That. What does that mean?
Exactly. Well, our staff have a longstanding tradition of adopting families at Christmas. In 2018, we decided to open that up to our members and our communities, our neighbors, to give them a chance to help these children as well. And so we started the Giving Tree, and it's an effort to buy Christmas for local foster children and families that are in need that are served by the Silicaga Boys Club and Jody Brooks out there. And they do an amazing job. And it's funny because each year, you know, like even in the worst of times, even the worst year 2020, we match up to $5,000 in cash and gift donations. So we expect usually to get $10,000. In 2020, our members showed out and we had over $18,000 to purchase gifts for our these families and these foster children. So it's an amazing effort. We've got tags on a tree at each branch. They can come pick tags up. They can make a cash donation, even in the drive-thru. And we have wish lists that they can just pick up and take with them if they don't have time. We've also got the wish list posted on Facebook and on our website.
It's a great way to give back, and I know it makes both of you feel proud, as well as all of your staff. We'll have more with Don and Amy coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Good morning to you, Michael, and the Mix Morning Show. Monday, November the 21st, 2022, 8:02, and we are rolling right along this morning with Don Carden and Amy Morris still in studio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Happy early Thanksgiving.
Happy early Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for.
Big plans? Any travel? What are you going to be doing?
No travel. I'm going to be at home with the kids and the grandsons. What about you, Don?
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to the grandbaby.
Yeah.
I have one grandbaby.
You have one, yeah. That's going to be fun. No, I know that's going to be a lot of hugs and a lot of snuggles for sure over the next few days. You guys are, I know there's a lot of your members that are hugging each other right now saying, hey, I've got a lot of money in my yeah. account here. You're giving back more than $500,000
yes.
to your members, which is absolutely incredible. I've never, that just seems like a crazy concept to me. But we're going to talk about it and how that's possible and how you, the listener, can be a part of this next year. We'll tell you all about it coming up here in just a few minutes. Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Andy Williams, Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Good morning to you. All right, we are still joined by Don Carden and Amy Morris from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Of course, Amy, the marketing director, Don, the president and CEO. Thank you so much for your time to come in this morning.
Thank you.
Big news happening at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. More than $500,000 being given back to your members. How in the world is that determined? That's a nice gift for the holidays.
Yeah, it's exciting times at Coosa Pines. Now, one of the things we kind of prepare throughout the year as we're watching how our credit union is performing financially, and then I work with the board and we come up with a number together about how much we want to reward our members at the end of the year. And it's just been one of our best years ever. And so we came up with a number of $500,000. Some members will receive as much as $500 in their savings account today or tomorrow. And, you know, they can use that just in time for Black Friday and help them to get through the Christmas times.
What a cool gift, a great way to be able to, of course, you know, celebrate the holiday season and, of course, being a member at Coosa Pines Federal yes. Credit Union. How does that work? What does somebody have to do to be a member at Coosa Pines?
It's very easy to join. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in our local six counties, Talladega, Coosa, Clay, Shelby, St. Clair, and Jefferson, you can join the credit union, and you can do it simply by going to CoosaPinesFCU.org and clicking on the Join Now link.
Sounds like you've said that a time or two, Amy.
I have said that quite a bit over the years. Yeah.
I know I've heard you say it a few times for sure. So giving back this year, of course, you're giving back to your members, but you're also looking for your members to give back in a different way yes. to special families in need this yes. holiday season. Talk about the Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree we established in 2018 to open up our efforts at Christmas to our members and our neighbors and our communities. And so what we do is we raise funds and collect toys for Christmas, for local foster children in each of the areas that we serve, and for the families in need that are served by the Silicaga Boys Club. the credit union itself matches up to $5,000 of contributions of cash and gift contributions. So we're hoping it will at least be $10,000 worth, but in the past we have had up to $18,000 that was provided for Christmas presents at Christmas. And over since 2018, you're talking about hundreds of children and tens of thousands of dollars. So it's really been a fantastic effort. Our communities and our members offer great support in that area. They're very generous in times of need.
That's awesome. And you can get all the information you need to at CoosaPinesFCU.org. Don, you say that the credit union motto is people helping people, and that your staff and your members really exemplify that principle whenever there are others in need. That's got to make you feel pretty proud.
I am proud. You know, when we first started this several years ago, I had, we first came out with a list of kids and names that we were gathering money for and gifts, and our employees took up the first batch of names almost instantly. Within half a day, all those names were taken up, and we were kind of shocked at how quickly we were taking care of these kids.
Yes.
So we had to go gather a lot more names, put them on the trees, give them out to members. Members were coming in, giving cash, giving presents, saying, I don't really have a particular child in mind, but here's a gift that you can give to them.
And that's a good problem to have, to be able to go get
really
more names.
Yeah.
It's just, it's almost like members were waiting for us to do something to really focus on those children.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So giving back to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union in this effort with the Giving Tree will probably help you, the listener, get back next year when you guys have your end of the year give back to them. So a great way to have it come full circle. Mix 106.5, the Christmas Station. More with Amy and Don coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. They're going to kick off our first nonstop mixed music marathon of the day. Austin Pops, Mix 106.5, the Christmas Station with Sleigh Ride. Good morning. Just after 9 o'clock, and we are still joined by Don Carden and Amy Morris from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Good morning. You've been here all morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I hope you've been listening to some great Christmas music between, you know, us talking and conversing here. And so I've got a question for you. Your favorite Christmas song. What is your favorite Christmas song? I know you've got one.
Wow.
When you hear one on the radio, I know you just, Don, I know you roll down the windows and jam.
Mine is Auld Lang Syne.
Okay,
it's
really?
The pop version.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
okay.
And that's mine. And I know it's not really a Christmas.
But it is played at Christmas time.
But it's played at Christmas, you know, so that's actually my favorite.
I think you're probably one of the first people I've ever heard says that.
It's weird, but that's me.
That's great. You're unique in that way. Yeah, Don, what about
you? Well, you know, I might get in trouble for saying this, but I'd say Grandma Got Run Over by a Train. By a reindeer. Okay. I said it wrong, but
that's okay. Yeah, no, that's a good one. Yeah. So Don loves the comedy side of things.
Yes,
we know.
He does.
Absolutely. Mix 106.5, the Christmas Station. Y'all are here not to talk about your favorite Christmas songs, really, but to talk about the $500,000 that you're giving back to your members. That's a huge deal. We'll tell you how you can be a member, how you can get in on that, and also how you can give back to those in need this holiday season coming up. Mix 106.5, the Christmas Station. Good morning. We are just ahead of the first nonstop mixed music marathon of the day. We do it three times a day, 9:15, 2:15, and 5:15. That's why we're your 9:25 station. See what I did there?
9:25.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad somebody gets it. So you guys, Don and Amy from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Amy, you're the marketing director. Don, you're the president and CEO. You have led this effort in an extreme fashion, which is really incredible. Over the last 8 years, you've given back $2.6 million to your members. And this year, you are giving back $500,000.
Yes.
That is that's really just kind of hard for me to fathom. And I know you're going to have some very happy people today and tomorrow when it hits their bank accounts, that they're going to have a little extra spending cash for the holiday season.
Yes, they'll be watching those savings accounts. And because they're going to have this money just in time for Thanksgiving and Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great time of the year for us, and we love to give back to our members.
So how does this happen? How do you say, okay, well, our members are going to get back money? Because, you know, some people who don't have a credit union account, they don't know that they can get back from, and is that something that all credit unions do? Is that something special for Coosa Pines?
It's not all credit unions do this, but all credit unions were first developed as not-for-profit in a way to serve their members. They weren't developed to make a lot of money. The goal is to take care of your members through service and through great rates. And, you know, a lot of people that maybe you just took out an indirect loan with us through a dealership, and that's how they joined the credit union. Some of those people had no clue that they could get money back off their interest, too. And we're just in the business of taking care of our members, and the members are our owners. So giving back to them at the end of the year is one of the ways to reward them when we've had a good year.
Yes.
So $500,000, it's obviously right now, today and tomorrow, it's getting into people's bank accounts. But next year when this happens, well, how can people be a part of this, Amy?
Well, they can join the credit union easily by going to our website at www.coosapinesfcu.org and click on the Join Now link. Being a member just takes keeping a $5 deposit in a share account, which is a savings account. As long as you've got that $5 there, you're a member. You can take advantage of any of our services, our loans, our great rates, just by keeping that account open. And as long as you keep your account in good standing with the credit union, you get all of these benefits, just like this $500,000 that's going back into these accounts this year.
It's really incredible. So giving back to your members is important to you,
yes.
But also giving back to the community, to people in need, is super important as well. And you're doing that with the Giving Tree. You've been doing this since 2018, and you match up to $5,000 the contributions that come in from the community. What is that experience like? That's got to make you feel filled with gratitude during this time of year.
It is so much fun. It's a big project, and we all work really hard at it, but it's a lot of fun, and it's very rewarding. And our members and our communities have been so supportive of it since we opened it to them in 2018. We've provided Christmas and granted Christmas wishes for hundreds of children and raised tens of thousands of dollars. And that's a lot of Christmas presents.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people being happy this holiday season. Yeah, Don.
Yeah, I know one of the things that kind of amazed me, I think it was last year, by the time we finished getting our gifts together and delivering gifts, we actually had a few left over, and when we had to call around, because there was every child's wish had been fulfilled at that point. So yes, we had a few extra gifts that we're going to use this year.
Doesn't that make you feel great?
It's
about
amazing.
Knowing that people step up to the plate and they execute on what they're supposed to be doing.
It's amazing.
I mean, they really answer the call to action.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, we are so excited about the partnership, of course, that we have with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union and all the great things that are happening at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
Yes, we are too. We love our partnership with Radio Alabama, and it's fun doing the best of every year. You know, we've had a great time with that. But I also wanted to mention to your listeners that they can pick up tags off the Giving Trees at any branch, and they can also make cash donations inside or at the drive-thru. If they don't have time to look for tags, pick certain presents out, we have wish lists as well available, and they can get those inside the branch or at the drive-thru or on our website or on our Facebook page at Coosa Pines Federal CU. So yeah,
you can't miss it. Anywhere you look, you're going to find
everywhere.
It. Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all are going to stick around. You're going to kick off our first nonstop mixed music marathon of the day. We're going to do it here in just a few minutes on Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. We're kicking it off next with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Keep it here.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra on Mix 106.5.
There you go. Amy Morris, DJ by night. You could moonlight as this, you know? This is good stuff.
That would be fun.
Mix 106.5, the Christmas station, in studio with Don and Amy from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Air Supply now on Mix.